I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. Yeah, I like to move it. Because freedom and liberty are not a spectator sport. We welcome you to Movers and Shakers with Stacy Ann, broadcasting and webcasting and defending liberty guaranteed by our Constitution. And now here's Stacy Ann.
Oh, good morning, liberty-loving movers and shakers. Hello, I'm Stacy Ann. Glad to be hanging out with you on this Saturday morning. And here's the cool thing. I am actually live in the studio, which since we've moved some things around and I'm on the weekends now, mostly it's been pre-recorded, but I wanted to do a live broadcast this morning. And of course, last week we were at the River Church for the Bash live, and we've done some remote lives, and I've been traveling around, and I'm back in Oregon right now. We've got lots of newsy things that we want to cover today in a short amount of time. And I just have to say to each and every one of you, for your emails, for your encouragement, I know it's hard that I'm not on the air every single day. There's some things in the works, though. I'm working on trying to get my podcast in a situation where we do daily updates and you have an opportunity to follow on the website. As far as podcasts goes, we're looking at some things online, maybe even a video podcast, which is scary to me because I have a face for radio. And so I'm a little more, this is my comfort zone behind the microphone and not so much on TV, but it is important that we get this information out. And what I'm finding out is that the radio is a great venue and podcasting is a great venue to get this information. And in the studio with me today, I have brought in my friend Walt. Hello, Walt.
Hey, Stacy Ann. It's so good to see your face again.
You get to kind of see behind the scenes what's going on here in radio land. Not very many people get a peek unless you're an opportunity to be a guest on a radio station. A lot of people don't see, and that I think that's part of the attraction to having this online and doing like a video podcast where people can see the radio behind the scenes of what's going on. But boy, that sure does make me nervous a little bit, having all that perspective. But thank you for being here today. We're going to get to some of your story today, but you're kind of my co-host today. Thank you for being my helper today.
Oh, wow. What a burden you just put on me.
No pressure. But we're excited to get through some of the news today. And first and foremost, I want to say thanks so very much to our friends at Capital Pond for being a show sponsor. And I want to encourage you, friends, if you are looking for a gun or you want to buy a firearm, Capital Pond is your place to go. Of course, they also know gold and silver. If you're looking to find some gold or silver, diversify a little bit in your precious metals, they'd be the place to go. CapPond.com. Get a hold of our friends at Capital Pond. And we've got some things going on in the community right now. In fact, the state fair is happening August 27th through the 6th. And of course, this is something that that people have had a lot of discussion on social media. You know, they're so looking forward to the state fair. And I don't know, Walt, if you and your wife had a chance to go to the Marion County Fair, but we wandered over there and it was incredible. Earlier this summer, the Marion County Fair, of course, there was no mask mandates, none of that.
Yeah, right
and
on.
It was really a fun time. But this has been an interesting season with this new declaration out of Cape Brown. And what we did find out in the newspaper, I opened up the Statesman Journal this morning, and it looks like our sheriff here in Marion County said they're not going to enforce the mask mandates. Polk County, several other Yamhill County, different areas have said they're not going to, but guess who is? Cape Brown's OSP will enforce mask mandates at the state fair. So if you're heading that way, you need to know about that. And speaking of mask mandates, here's something interesting. Did you happen to hear about the Tucker interview the other day? Tucker Carlson did a little thing on Cape Brown, and I recorded it, and I want to share it with our listeners. And then I want to get your perspective, Walt, when we hear from this.
So yeah, I was going to say my father actually sent both I need to point out my lovely wife Jeanette and I text message. I think it was Thursday that he had seen something on the news about this subject, and he was kind of poking at us, which then led into the following day a long conversation with both my parents, who live back in Ohio, so they have a different perspective on things and what's going on across the country right
now.
People
really don't have a clue what we're living through down here, and I discovered that going to South Dakota and my journeys that I did in July. So I want to play this for you. If you haven't had a chance to see Tucker, I'll include this actual video link in the show plan for today when we put this up on the podcast, but listen to Tucker.
Kate Brown was first elected governor of Oregon way back in 2015. At the time, there was not a whole lot going on in Oregon, so voters didn't ask many questions. The one thing they did learn about Kate Brown over and over again is that she is a self-described bisexual. Why is this relevant? Well, the media didn't explain. They told us, without exactly explaining what it meant, that this fact was historic and it was highly thrilling. Kate Brown's sex life was shattering ceilings. Woohoo! And yet, if you looked a little closer, you noticed something a little weird. Actually, Kate Brown was married to a man. Yes, he had a different last name, but he was still, as they say on TikTok, binary. He was a dude. That's fine, of course, but it was also a little confusing. How does having a groom at her wedding make Kate Brown an official member of the LGBTQ exclamation point community? No one bothered to ask. That kind of curiosity was forbidden. It was like wondering why we don't call Barack Obama half white, which he is. It's not allowed. Stop with the questions. Celebrate. So voters in Oregon dutifully celebrated. And then out from under them, the world changed. Suddenly, things in America went from placid to highly turbulent. That was especially true in Oregon, where there was rioting by left-wing militia that went on for more than a year. The state's biggest city was destroyed. People died. And then a virus arrived from China, and it killed thousands. It was a very serious moment. Unfortunately, Oregon did not have a very serious leader. It had some dopey soccer mom who got elected because she claimed she had a girlfriend in college. Kate Brown, unfortunately, turned out to be lighter than air. She didn't know anything. She had no achievements. Under pressure, she wilted and became irrational. She was exactly the leader you do not want in a crisis. And yet she was the governor, which in the age of Corona made her very close to God. And she acted like it. Here is Kate Brown commanding Oregonians to stop going outside without their little masks on, even if they've been vaccinated.
Today, I'm announcing that effective Friday, August 27th, masks will be required in all public outdoor settings where physical distancing is not possible, regardless of vaccination status. In addition, the Oregon Health Authority strongly recommends masking in outdoor gatherings at private residences where people from different households do not maintain physical distance.
At this point, it's almost pointless to apply the traditional measures of logic, reason, and data to decrees like that one. She's bisexual, it's cool. The power mad hypocrites who think these decrees up don't care what the facts are. But since we are old school that way, we will try it one last time. Kate Brown's decree is nonsensical. First off, if the vaccines work, then why are vaccinated people required to wear masks? And for that matter, why is anyone required to wear a mask outdoors? Outdoor transmission of COVID is so rare that it's practically non-existent. That is true whether or not you have been vaccinated. As Mark Lipsitch, an epidemiologist at Harvard, pointed out this spring, quote, outdoor masking has notable costs and really no evidence of benefits, end quote, and that remains true tonight. Even Tony Fauci, who ordinarily only tells the truth in private emails, admitted the same thing in public. Quote, it's pretty common sense now that outdoor risks is really, really quite low, Fauci said. And a recent study from Ireland, among others, confirms that this is true. Researchers there considered more than 230,000 COVID cases in Ireland through March of this year. What did they find? They found that only 1 in 1,000 could be traced to outdoor transmission. So, as a factual matter, Kate Brown's order is absurd. But even if you ignored the science, even if you convinced yourself that large numbers of people were catching COVID while jogging, you still wouldn't make people wear masks. Because drugstore masks, the kind that everyone wears, do not work. cloth and surgical masks do not stop COVID. That's not a guess. We know. A new study from engineers at the University of Waterloo, for example, just came out this week, once again proves that conclusively. The researchers used a mannequin to simulate someone seated in a large room. Some mannequins had common cloth masks. Others had the blue surgical masks that you see everywhere. What did they find? They found that aerosol droplets big enough to contain COVID built up on the mannequins as if the mask wasn't even there. The masks only filtered about 10% of the aerosol droplets. 90% got through. So on every level, the order you just saw from Kate Brown is ridiculous. And yet, thanks to COVID, as we noted, she is now God. So her orders are now the law. And if you ignore them, you will go to jail.
And so Tucker Carlson has a wonderful, it's about a 13-minute clip online, and I will put it in our show plan for today for you to review, pass with, along with your friends. And it is interesting, Walt's in the studio with me today, and he's been an avid listener both to Political Coffee and to Good Morning Salem with Stacey Ann and now Movers and Shakers. And Walt, you know, your job is a place that you get a chance to get around town and you watch this, right? And in the short amount of time that we have left before we go to break here, talk to us a little bit about what you're seeing out in public as you're out and about with your job and the whole sheeple thing with the mask.
Yeah, it's a good way to put it, Stacey Ann, and that's somewhat what I'm seeing. If we go back just a few weeks in time when the mandate came back, I could see where it was just slowly kind of spreading in various businesses they go in and out of. The one thing that I consistently see is that it's incredibly inconsistent. Mm-hmm. Some places I go into, people are covering their face up, and other places I go into, it's business as usual, as I like to call it. But what I am seeing is that over the last few weeks, it feels like more and more and more people are bowing down to this tyrant that sits in the seat of the governor of the state of Oregon.
Well, and what I've said many times, and as we get ready to head to break here, I've said many times, I can't wait to write the book to compare the governor of the state of South Dakota and the governor here at Kate Brown during a plandemic and how they handled it. And again, just this last week, a wonderful update from Kristi Noem, because some people in the state of South Dakota want her to mandate what businesses can and cannot do to their employees. And I want to get to that when we come back from this break. You're listening to Movers and Shakers with Stacey Ann on Reliable News Talk Radio KSLM. Walt and Stacey hanging out with you today. All right. We'll be back after this.
Returning now to more of Movers and Shakers with Stacey Ann.
And good Saturday to you, my friend. I'm Stacey Ann, hanging out with you, and so glad that you're tuning in. And I've got my friend Walt in the studio with me. And Walt, right before the break, we talked a little bit about Governor Kristi Noem out of South Dakota, and she did a really good candid, and I'll add a link to the show plan on that too, a candid interview to South Dakotans and just in general, and reminding people that when this pandemic hit, she put out the U.S. Constitution, and she laid out the South Dakota Constitution, and she scoured it with her legal experts and came up with the fact that, look, it is not within my duty and it's not within my constitutional oath to do carte blanche mandates across the state and try to control this from her position, that it's a local control thing. And that she talked about, because a lot of people, what's happening, and this is what's happened in South Dakota and many states that haven't had the overlording like we've had in Oregon. In fact, I had a lot of people say in my travels, so how is the communist state of Oregon? You know, and oh my goodness, you're like on a mission field in a foreign land. I'm like, yeah, pretty much. But because their government hasn't been so stronghold at the top, the corporations are forcing vaccination and or the jab, because it's not really a vaccination, and they're also forcing the mask mandate. And I am thinking, you know, here's my part that I'm having a hard time with. If it worked, why is everybody, why are we, here we are still flatten the curve.
That's a great comment, Stacey, mm-hmm. and I bring that up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
If this was such an effective way to treat whatever this supposed virus is, right, why is it not working?
Well,
why do we get reports? And I'm going to jump in on something here. Just on Monday,
mm-hmm.
at a Bible study, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Tuesday, at a Bible study I go to at the river,
mm-hmm.
we did a prayer request mm-hmm. moment. And one of the gentlemen that was there, he brought up a friend of his who just got the jab.
Mm.
And now he's sick. Very sick mm-hmm. with COVID.
Mm-hmm.
His wife died.
Oh, no.
I don't know the validity of the story. And I'm going to get back with him to really make sure this is factual. But mm-hmm. the way he explained it, that they got the jab like on Thursday. By Saturday, she was dead. He was sick mm-hmm. in the hospital. And that's all I know.
Well, I will tell you from the people that I know that have had the jab, they've certainly gotten COVID. And they try to liken it to the fact that it's kind of like the flu vaccination. When you get the flu, you know, you get that, then you get a little sick, and you know, because it's got. But my understanding from each three of the ones that are legalized here in the USA, I don't think they have the live viral load in it. Have you heard that it does? I think it's something totally different.
Yeah, honestly, I haven't.
And it almost makes me wonder if it makes them more susceptible to viruses coming their way, according to the research and the things that I've discovered. Yeah. So the what's happening here in Oregon, and our friend Brianna Sagdahl, she's done a really good analysis, and I'll include a link too in the show plan of this. She talks about the fact that the burden on the hospitals here in Oregon isn't so much the fact that there's so much of an overload of COVID. It's the fact that there's lack of people to take care of because of the new mandates coming down. Many of the workers, the state workers, Kate Brown has said, state workers and healthcare workers will have to have this by October 18th. And people are scrambling to get exemptions. People are looking they're actually going to church for the first time so that they can be exempt.
Yeah, that's one great thing mm-hmm. about this. And I got to include myself with this, Stacey Ann, because it's been a big turning point for me.
Yes.
And my spirituality. And so I try to look at it as a positive way that it's helped lead me to follow in the footsteps of what Jesus Christ had laid out for mm-hmm. us mm-hmm. 2,000 plus years ago.
Well, and it makes us evaluate all our life on every aspect, because none of us are immune from viruses that come through. And really, whether you've been determined to have COVID or not have COVID, they're sending people home. There really isn't a Z-Pak or an antibiotic that cures it all, although there is the frontline doctors. I'm going to encourage people. They're doing consults online and doing consults and helping people get known, proven, effective ways to deal with COVID, that thousands have been healed of COVID through their intervention. And it's interesting, even on the news this morning, Walt, the general headlines in the news coming out of Portland, they were all, oh, stay away from, it's scary, that ivermectin, and, you know, and trying to make
yeah,
people
so,
in
so
fear.
Much propaganda. And out there
that you just don't know what
trying to push
to.
The fear
mm-hmm.
The one thing that, as you're saying this, Stacey Ann, that comes to mind to me, the one thing that doesn't get pushed is the idea that we take better care of our health, build up our immune system. And I'm going to speak a little bit for myself.
Yes.
There's every day, and there's not a break in the action, I follow a certain regiment of
good.
What I put in my body. I'm a vegetarian. I do not eat processed foods. I never go through fast food. I do not drink soda. Keep my sugar intake down. I eat tons of fruits and vegetables, and I haven't been sick since I can't remember when. Mm-hmm. When I say sick, I may wake up not feeling so good, but I shake it off by midday. And that's the area that jumps out at me, that if we're really going to push something, instead of pushing this unknown
drug
into our mm-hmm. bodies, let's focus on building up a healthier country and get away from a lot of the bad habits that have just pulled us in, sucked us in over the last really 40, 50 years.
So you don't think that get a donut a day every time you show your vaccine card? You don't think that's
promoting
good
health? That's the exact opposite. I mean, again, that's another moment of how it mm-hmm. screams right in my face of what is going on here in the United States of America.
Well, I think your point is well taken, and I think it's a great reminder to you and I, friends, that we need to do what we can do, that personal responsibility part, to guard our health and stay healthy and stay active and all of those things. We're going to continue the conversation after this. You're listening to Movers and Shakers with Stacey Ann, hanging out with Walt as well. We'll be back.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to
Returning now to more of Movers and Shakers with Stacey Ann.
Having a fun morning here at the KSLM studios, Stacey Ann and Walt live. Woo-hoo! For Movers and Shakers today. And I want to say, give a shout out to Rebecca Donaldson. Rebecca Donaldson is a sponsor of the show. And if you want a gold-winning real estate broker and the best of the Willamette Valley, Rebecca Donaldson is your gal. You can give her a call, 503-269-0747. Or you can go online at rebeccasgothouses.com. And it's been fun as driving around Salem since we've returned from our travels. I see her billboards up and around town celebrating the fact that she's the number one broker. And she really can help you in a lot of different areas. If you're looking at building wealth, if you're thinking about upgrading, downsizing, moving, all of those things, I encourage you to get a hold of her. And I want to share with you a little bit of what's happening in a bigger perspective, friends. I'm going to bring on the line here this morning. I'm going to bring on Heather, our friend Heather, and she is going to do a kind of an update for us. Good morning, Heather. Where are you in the big wide world today?
Good morning, Stacey. I'm actually in Tampa, Florida right now.
Oh my goodness. Look at you go, girl. I am so proud of you as you continue to fight for liberty and the good work that you're doing. Talk to us a little bit about what's going on in Tampa.
So right now I'm at the Young Women for America Summit, where we're learning how to advocate for women's issues and get connected with, you know, with other organizations and other, you know, other girls who are fighting the good fight.
Fighting the good fight. So you're in Tampa, and Florida is such a free state, kind of like South Dakota. What are you finding there in Tampa as far as the whole mask mandate and where people are at with the worry about spreading the fear? Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, I've seen a couple of vaccinated versus unvaccinated signs of, you know, saying that you're required to wear the mask. However, no one has enforced it, and I've only seen a handful of people actually wearing masks. So,
well, I'm so glad that you're bringing that information back to us. Did you have an opportunity to say hi to the governor from us here in Oregon?
Yes, I actually met Ron DeSantis yesterday morning.
Wow, and Heather.
Yeah, and I was able to briefly talk to him and ask if I could pay for a trip for him to come out to Oregon and show us what a real governor looks like. So I got his office information, and now I can start poking him to try and make it happen.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is awesome.
We were talking, Walt and I were just talking about some upcoming events. And you are a wonderful organizer, and you're a great leader and kind of a Pied Piper for liberty. And we appreciate that so much about you. And I know you've been involved with the Freedom Business Fellowship, and you've been involved with some of the activities that we've had here in Salem. You've been such a trooper. Talk to us about some upcoming events that you have, trainings coming up, things that you're planning, if you've got any more secure dates on some of those things we've talked about before.
Yeah, so I am planning a training within the next couple weeks. I haven't set a date yet to teach women how to advocate for women's issues, you know, such as the pro-life issue, how to advocate for sexual assault victims as well as sex trafficking victims. And I actually just connected with the CEO of Young Women for America and talked to her about coming out to Oregon. So I'm planning a big, huge event with both Liberty Institute and Young Women for America to have an all-together activism training.
Excellent. And any date on Charlie Kirk yet?
Well, so I was actually informed that I'm not supposed to talk a whole lot about it.
Oh, well, here's the man.
They should have given me that memo before I said it on the radio.
That's okay. Well, I know that there's a lot of things that are coming down the pike and we need to stay connected. What's the best way mm-hmm. for people to connect with you?
Well, they can find me on Facebook at Heather Ruger. They can also follow me on all my platforms, Instagram, TikTok, and whatever, at Basic White Girl.
Okay. Excellent.
And I just came out with a website called Big Leaf Freedom Action. So they can also look that up as well.
Say that one more time.
Oh, sorry. I just came out with a website called Big Leaf Freedom Action.
Big Leaf, you said?
Yeah, bigly, like huge.
Oh, bigly. Oh,
bigly. Okay, I thought you said big leaf as well.
So I was like, spell that for us.
Like, what leaf are we talking about here?
It is Oregon, after all.
Oh,
right?
That's right. I forgot. I got a story about that, too, Stacey Ann.
Bigly is a good word. We know where that comes from. Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Heather, for calling in and giving us an update. Who do you hear from today?
We've heard it from a few speakers, such as the director for Alliance Defending Freedom.
Good.
She was a wealth of information. I got to connect with her as well for battles against, for our election battles. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to set something up to try and give us a foundation for election integrity.
Good. Good. Well, I appreciate you bringing that information back to Oregon. And when you get back to Oregon, let's get together and have you back in the studio, okay?
Yeah. Okay, awesome.
All right.
Hey, keep it up, Heather.
Have a great day. Thank you, Heather.
You rock, girl.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. And so we're going to continue the conversation. And Walt, you know, we opened up the phone lines, 503-589-1220. Here is a friend that I want to bring on the air that I haven't talked to in a while. Hello, Art.
Hi, Stacey Ann. Walt. Good to call in this
morning.
Hey, I wanted to give you an update, Stacey.
Mm-hmm.
This just came out yesterday.
Okay.
I know you have been working really hard about getting religious exemptions on the COVID-19 shot.
Mm-hmm.
Found out yesterday that Washington... And I'm sure it's quickly to follow here in Oregon that on the exemption form, they ask you the question, have you ever had a vaccine shot? And of course, this is to help them deny you a religious exemption because almost everybody I know, Stacey Ann and Walt,
mm-hmm. have had
a vaccine shot. Me personally, I have had the flu shot before because it's a proven vaccine, and I have also had a tetanus shot, which we all know when you get a cut by an object that is rusty or whatever, you get the shot so that you don't get tetanus, which absolutely could kill you. But the plan here of Mr. Inslee in Washington is going to be, well, you really aren't, it really isn't really a religious exemption because you've taken vaccines before. And so I wanted to make you aware of that, Stacey, because I know you're working really hard on the religious exemption, and I'm not getting a shot. I don't know that I'm going to start going to a church just for that purpose to get an exemption. But it's critical here to know that we have the right to put in our bodies whatever we feel is necessary, and not put in our bodies what is not necessary. And I can tell you, Stacey Ann, these are the facts.
Yes.
53,000 Americans are now permanently disabled because they got the shot.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are permanently paralyzed from the waist down. Young people are getting this heart disease thing, which is a permanent disability. And we got to keep fighting these dang mandates, with which you know and I know Kate Brown does not have the authority to do. But come October, I'm going to be out of a job because I am not going to be mandated.
Right. And here's the thing that I think that is so extremely important. Under the Constitution, and again, I want to call out, we've got Chris Ann Hall coming again the weekend. And
I'm glad you're bringing that up, Stacey Ann.
13th of September. And our Constitution, our right to privacy. Thanks, by the way, Art. Great to hear from you.
Good to speak to you. You guys have a great Saturday.
All right, Art. Take care, buddy.
Bye-bye.
The part that I want to remind folks is that right to privacy and our right to property, and our bodies are our property. And so no one can force us to or not to. And this whole trickery and slippery slope, and I did hear about that. Thanks, Art, for bringing it into the discussion. The whole trickery about all of that is there's so many people that aren't aware that part of these vaccinations that they are putting together, so-called vaccinations, have aborted fetal tissue. I'm not aware that other vaccinations have all of that, but I do know that it has been reported, and that in and of itself is a whole conscious clause. And specifically for this vaccination, for them to try to make it a slippery slope makes it kind of interesting. Again, we're opening up the phone lines, 503-589-1220, if you want to join the conversation. I believe this is our friend Glenn. Hello, Glenn. How are you today?
Oh, well, very interesting conditions with living in Oregon at this point and making transitions. Listening to your program, Stacey, do you remember when the Planned Parenthood, and it goes back to Planned Parenthood, was the Bill Gates family, William Gates, mm-hmm. and his mother, mm-hmm. were they involved in putting together Planned Parenthood?
That's
how I understand it as well.
Were they part? I believe they were part of putting together Planned Parenthood.
Eugenics. Yep, the whole Margaret Sanger Gates family. Yes.
Well, when Bill Gates started making money from Microsoft, that cash has now, in my opinion, gone into, because I think he has an axe to grind with the churches and people from the churches mm-hmm. who continue to protest at Planned Parenthood from the very beginning. And one of his strategies may have been to get into the medical industry to fight back against the church. Pandemic, mm-hmm. I think, comes from Bill Gates and his trillions of dollars of money that he has to fight back with from the family perspective. I don't doubt that one bit. And he has united Oregon, California, and Washington, and the money he puts into WSU, because his father worked for WSU, Washington State University, and the medical facility there, and he put money into Oregon Health Sciences University and the money that's there. And guess what? The vaccines are all united into this one great big perspective. This may be an axe to grind against the people who have been against his whole plan from the beginning.
You are spot on, because, Glenn, you know, when we are conceived, when we're walking our walk of faith, and we grab onto and we believe in that we are created by God and that Jesus is our Lord and Savior, and we walk the walk and believe the Bible is true, right? It reminds us that we are made, every baby conceived is made in the image of God, which is flat out an insult to the enemy of our souls, isn't it? Thank you, Glenn, for being a part of the conversation this morning. I wish you and your family well, and look forward to hearing from you in the future. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Movers and Shakers with Stacey Ann Walt hanging out with me today. We'll be back after this.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to...
Returning now to more of Movers and Shakers with Stacy Ann.
Good morning, liberty-loving friends. Almost the afternoon. Stacy Ann hanging out with Walt. And, you know, Walt, it's fun. I miss the live call-in and talking with folks on the cuff like that. And it's neat to get reports in, and it's fun to see how we're networked. And, again, I want to say thanks to all of our listeners who've been so supportive of this radio station through the last year and a half. It's not been easy. You know, when you think about the whole radio concept and how on all the expenses to continue on, and it's funded by people who advertise, and we're very thankful for our advertisers and those of us that are here. We're thankful to interact with our listeners and for patronizing our wonderful advertisers that advertise on our station. And you're going in and saying thank you for advertising on KSLM, and that just makes us smile. Thank you so much for that. And you know, I kind of like memes, Walt, and I like quotes. I'm mm-hmm. one to oftentimes use other people's quotes and of course attribute it to them, but here's an interesting quote from Thomas Jefferson: when injustice becomes law, resistance becomes duty. Whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it and institute new government. I think that we're kind of at that place where we're looking at, okay, this isn't working so well, and we can take a myriad of topics from COVID to how we're handling Afghanistan, and that's a whole other discussion another day.
What a mess.
Devastating, and we're keeping everybody in prayer, to, you know, our budget, and we're so fed up with Congress continually putting these bills that have so much pork and that are so many pages long. It makes no sense. There's no common sense anymore.
Yeah, very good, Stacy, and there is no common sense anymore.
I think we should, you know, people like you and I should run and get in these places and just say, okay, does this meet the common sense meter? If it doesn't, it's off the desk. It's in the circular file.
Oh,
right?
Wow, Stacy, and don't tempt
something?
Me.
I know. And I think a lot of our listeners are like, I got to do something. What can we do? So let's talk about some things, Walt, that we can do.
One thing I want to bring up, you mentioned the quote from Thomas Jefferson that's jumped out at mm-hmm. me over the last couple years. You know, those are some things going back to school days.
Right.
That we learned about. And at those times, they were just kind of quotes. They didn't have a lot of meaning, at least to me. And it's only been recently where stuff that was brought up now 250 years mm-hmm. ago makes so much sense in today's world. Mm-hmm. And that's been a huge, I want to call it, awakening for me, having... I've been saying this a lot. I actually mentioned it to Jeff Kropp the other day, where I consider myself, when I moved here from Ohio, which is a red state, mm-hmm. I had like a liberal mindset, or what I considered a liberal mindset. Mm-hmm. So I move here to a blue state, as we call it, and I realized I'm a conservative.
Mm.
So my idea of being liberal meant something different. To me, being liberal meant like embracing everybody, embracing the idea mm-hmm. of liberty, which I now understand at a much deeper level.
Right.
So coming here really turned some things around and opened my eyes to stuff that I would have never seen.
Well, when you think about most of us that have gotten a liberal arts degree.
Yeah, same thing, yes.
Liberal arts degree from a college. Most of us, the whole idea of liberal, and I've had some discussion with my friend James, who's writing a thesis paper right now and has been on the air. We're going to have him on again soon. But that liberal really isn't liberal like they've kidnapped the name. It's really leftist, progressive Marxists, and I've been reading through or listening through Mark Levin's American Marxism, by the way, and that's really, really good. I encourage you to get it if you haven't had a chance. But liberal is the perspective as intended, or is really conservative, because what that means is that you and I might differ on opinions on certain issues or whatever, but we can have a human, dignified discussion about each of our points and learn from one another.
there's none of that going on in society right now. There's nothing liberal about the leftist agenda, progressive agenda right now.
Totally rooted in evil.
Mm-hmm. And it's similar to the true whole life supporting from natural conception to natural death. Really is that they're most pro-life are pro-choice. They want people to be embraced with all of the information and make the most informed decision. And so you'll often hear pro-life people call about, don't say pro-choice, or the opposite side, they call it pro-death, because that's really what they are. They're about death and the ability to determine when that baby is going to live and when that baby is going to die in the womb. And so terminology has meaning, and we can't let things water it down anymore. And I love the fact that you've had this aha moment coming out to Oregon for however long, you know, and you and I have talked a little bit about this. We don't know, Terry and I don't know how long physically we're going to be in Oregon. Even if we're not physically here, it doesn't mean we're not abandoning, that we're abandoning the efforts here. Home is Arkansas, and many have known that. But while we're here, and even if we're away from here, we're still going to fight and stand with those that are here to make the changes needed.
Right? And that's really what we need to do, Stacey. And it's not just here in Oregon.
It's all over.
I've been, I know people across the country. I was talking to a friend of mine that lives in North Carolina recently, and he's telling me the same things are happening down there. And that's deep in the Bible Belt area. Mm-hmm. And like where I come from in Ohio, it touches right on the cusp of the Appalachian part of the country. Same things are happening there.
So we've got to be alert. Everywhere. We've got to be aware, and we've got to speak the truth. And we can't be afraid to speak the truth. Take care of ourselves. Take care of our own health. Grab it by the horns. Get away from the sugar. Get away from the soda. Get away from the cigarettes and the alcohol.
Yeah, get your body in motion, people.
And be ready to make a difference, because you and I can make a difference. And I encourage you, if you've not been to church in a while, it's so much more than just a building and church. It's about relationship with one another, relationship, you know, they say vertically and horizontally are so very important. Wouldn't you agree?
Amen, Stacey Ann. You're hitting on some of the things that are brought up. We talk about Pastor Lou and the river a lot. That helps me understand the way we need to walk, walk in the footsteps, live a life through what Christ had laid before us, whether you believe or not believe. Mm-hmm. To me, that's up to you, and it's in your heart. But the template has been laid for us on how we need to live our life, and that's where I tie the whole liberty thing in to what Christ laid out for us.
And that's exactly right. We have the truth, and the truth can set us free, and it's a choice to or not to. And I encourage you, friends, if you have an opportunity, join us. Look for Walt and I at the River Church.
Yeah.
Things kick off about 10:45, right?
Yeah, Sunday mornings. 11, yeah, and it runs.
It goes until you're ready to leave.
Yeah, it's usually a few hours long, and then we start back up at 6. I will bring up that tonight, 6 p.m. every Saturday, we have a Saturday Night Live is what it's called. And it's just for people to come in. The coffee shop's open. And it's a chance to gather and mingle. It's good for anybody on the street if you want to relate to some common sense people that care about each other and care about what's going on in this country and want us to get to a better place as humanity.
I love it. The River Church tonight for the coffee shop. There's music usually, games, fellowship and fun, and leave your mask at home. Thank you for tuning in, friends. You're listening to Movers and Shakers with Stacey Ann. Thank you, Walt, for hanging out today.
Hey, my pleasure, Stacey Ann. Anytime, dear.
All right. And so, friends, find us on the website, kslm.news, under the podcast, Movers and Shakers, and share with your friends and family today. Have a wonderful weekend. Talk to you next week.